should we not have a budget, then June 30th, every state employee basically would lose their job.
Governor Tomlin says theoretically, that's what the result of not having a budget by the end of the fiscal year could mean. At 12:01 a.m. July 1st, hundreds of thousands of state employees are without work until lawmakers approve a budget. Then, those employees will essentially have to go through the hiring process all over again to regain their jobs.
So I would be coming back as a brand new employee.
Joe Thomas is the assistant director of the West Virginia Division of Personnel. Thomas explained to the Senate's Judiciary Committee last week, laying off a state employee is not as simple as it is in the private sector.
I believe the bill, if used effectively, could result in an employee maybe just missing one day per week, one day per month of work, and not completely losing their job. If that was true, I believe that would be more effective from the employee's perspective because they would get to continue their benefits, their insurance. They wouldn't have a break in service.
State employees who are laid off lose their tenure and built-up vacation and sick leave, essentially making them, as Thomas says, a brand new employee when they come back to work. So Thomas explained unless lawmakers make some changes to state code, West Virginia could potentially owe laid-off workers thousands of dollars in severance packages, thousands of dollars the state doesn't have. In an attempt to avoid these issues, preventing state employees from losing their seniority, their health insurance, their built-up vacation and sick leave, Tomlin has asked lawmakers to consider a bill that will allow him to furlough state employees instead of fire them.
What this would do would allow the governor, in a case where there was no budget, no funding mechanism, to be able to furlough employees, or if there's not enough money to make it through a year, to be able to furlough employees. That may be cutting them back a day a week, a day a month, or whatever, you know, it would balance out or whatever the need would be.
The furlough bill is making its way through the legislative process and is currently being discussed by the Senate Judiciary Committee, where several senators have concerns about the legislation. They include Democratic Senator Mike Romano from Harrison County.
We have to make sure that our employees can put food on the table.
Romano says his biggest concern with the bill is that furloughed employees are not eligible for unemployment or low-wage benefits, state programs that would supplement their income while they are mandatorily missing paid work days.
I mean, we're not here to save money off the backs of people that are making, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a year, and that's what that bill does. What we need to make sure of is that if we have to furlough employees, that they're eligible for unemployment benefits so that their families can be fed and they don't miss mortgage payments and their cars don't get repossessed and their kids can go to school. That's got to be our top priority.
Romano says if the committee would amend those provisions and allow state workers to collect supplemental pay benefits when they're being furloughed, he'd consider supporting it. But Senate Judiciary Chair Charles Trump says that kind of fix might defeat the purpose of the bill itself. That purpose? Saving the state money.
You know, people may think, well, if the state laid off some people, it'd save some money. Maybe over the long term, that's true. But in the short term, it may be the opposite. You know, layoffs could be as expensive or more expensive as keeping people employed, at least for in the short term.
This idea that keeping an employee in his or her job is less expensive than firing them, it actually played out during the 2015 legislative session. At that time, lawmakers approved a bill that would have transferred Cedar Lakes Conference Center in Jackson County from state control to a nonprofit entity. Tomlin, however, vetoed the bill. His reasoning? The separation costs for the state employees, the cash to pay out their unused vacation and sick leave, as well as owed back pay, was just too cost prohibitive for taxpayers. But there are other concerns with the bill. Democratic Senator Herb Snyder from Jefferson County pointed to a provision that says, should lawmakers not approve a budget by the June 30th deadline, the governor will have the authority to take any revenues coming into the state's coffers and direct them toward West Virginia's debt payments on bonds. Peter Markham is Tomlin's general counsel. He testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
If the legislature were to not pass a budget, July 1 hits, we have a fiscal emergency. The governor has certain emergency powers under the Constitution. So my argument would be, we do have the authority under the Constitution if we can't pay the bills.
Chairman Trump says he and his staff are working to find fixes for both the employment payment losses and possible constitutional issues. But he says the majority party recognizes that the state has never been in this situation before and will have a budget ready by June 30th.
I think that based on that language of the Constitution, Article 10, Section 3, that if we enter a new fiscal year with no budget, there's no authority for anybody in state government to write a check to anybody. So we have to have a budget. And I don't think any furlough bill or any bill that we pass that gives the governor emergency powers for bond payments is going to solve that problem. I mean, literally, I think unless we have a budget, there's no authority for anybody to get a check from the state.
The chairman of both the House and Senate Finance Committee say they will present their budgets to their committees today to begin working through any potential changes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch Carmichael says he expects that chamber to fast-track the budget bill and put it to a vote by Tuesday. In the House, members will vote on a 45-cent cigarette tax increase the same day, a bill the leaders of both chambers have called critical to the budget process. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.